welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. And I'm here to help you compartmentalize your massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling two coaching companies to multiple seven figures by the age of 23, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes. So get cozy, let's dive in. Okay, you guys, I promised I would not use talking about the way that other business coaches are shaping people's businesses as a marketing strategy because I just think it is so lame, but I'm just going to keep it super real with you guys. I work with a lot of clients who come from other coaching programs, and I get to see behind a lot of businesses in general, and I've been in the coaching space for 7 years. I've been a business coach for almost 5 years, which is crazy. And I've seen a lot. And what I've seen happen to a lot of people is that they aren't actually set up with the right foundation to scale their business. And let's just get something really straight. Let's look at the difference between like what is scaling a business versus like what is growing a business. Growing the business is like when you have maxed out all the potential of laying the foundation and squeezing all the juice out of that foundation, and you're now starting to use leverage. And scaling is where you're really buying back as much of your time as possible to add 2x and 10x to literally everything you're doing. It's not that you're changing a lot of different things or there's a lot of newness, but you're using just a ton of leverage on the systems that you already have built. And it's really hard to do that if you don't have systems and structures and leadership that's built in the direction of actually helping you scale. And so what I'm seeing happen is a lot of people are being set up for failure in the sense that they're building this business and they're starting to build this business. And what it ends up turning into is this like fixer-upper vibe. It's like just when you feel like you've put everything together, which by the way is probably duct taped, it's like you duct tape your business together and then all of a sudden you get to this point where you feel like you have a little bit more of like this fixer upper. And it's like just when one thing breaks and you fix it, then the next thing breaks. And don't get me wrong, my mentor always says like if you don't have something breaking your business, then you have a broken business and it's probably a problem, right? But at the end of the day, if you have duct tape that's just falling apart every 5 seconds and it feels like you're constantly trying to fix the business, that's not why you started this thing. You started this because you have a massive love and appreciation for wanting to support people, because you want to make money and have a life of freedom, because you want to change people's lives and you want to do that in a way that you're starting a massive movement behind that, right? And so in this episode, I want to share with you, like, what do you actually need to scale a coaching company? What do you actually need to be able to go from oscillating at a $10,000 to $30,000 a month, and even if you're not making a 10K month yet, this can still really come in handy for you, to like literally skyrocketing and seeing a quantum leap from 60 to 80 to 80 to 100K months in your coaching business. Now, I've done this with two different coaching companies. I've had multiple clients that have scaled to seven figures. And I will tell you, it's not a work ethic thing for most people. It's like, you know this. If you're listening to this, you're fucking good at what you do. You're so good at what you do. You work hard, you show up, you make the content. Like you're good at this shit. Let's be super real, right? It's not about the work ethic at this point. It's like you're working so hard, but it's like maybe you're not putting your attention on the right things. Maybe you're not using enough leverage. Maybe you just don't have the right fundamentals in place. And maybe you do have some of these things in place, but they have little gaps or little holes in them. So let's talk about the 8 things that it takes for you to really scale your coaching company. Now, these are in no particular order, but what did inspire these 8 different things is I am hosting a masterclass. It's a free 3-day masterclass, and it's called Million Dollar Moves. Now, I am letting you guys behind the curtain of all the things that I have implemented over the course of 3 days to help you lean into your leadership, become who you need to be to run a 7-figure business. Each day, I'll be covering something a little bit different, from how to build your 7-figure movement to day 2, where we're talking about integrating 7-figure strategies and sales systems, and talk about your business model. And then day 3, I'll be talking about how to attract that high-level team and put them in a position that's actually gonna help you buy back some time. So if you guys wanna opt in and wanna join me, just message me the word millions over on Instagram, or you could just click the link in the show notes down below, but I hope to see you there. Now let's dive into what these 8 things are. So number 1, okay, first off, your level of leadership. I wanna talk a little bit about what we call the law of the lid, Mr. John Maxwell, okay? If your level of leadership is a level 5, then guess what? Your business's ability to scale is only gonna be at a level 5. Your business's ability to scale is dependent upon your leadership, because there will be days where you don't feel super aligned. There will be days where it feels really hard. There will be days where you get a cancellation or a refund or a dispute and you have a responsibility, or even, you know, the team member that quits the week of the launch, right? This is something I recently went through myself. How do you show up when that happens? Are you letting it take all of your power away? Or are you stepping up and saying, no, I'm here. I'm going to show up. I'm going to continue to drive the revenue forward. I'm going to continue to drive the launch forward. I'm not going to let this completely affect who I am or how I show up, right? developing that level of leadership. It's also like, are you an authority? Are you a leader in the sense that like you actually stand out? You're seen as a thought leader inside of the space. You're seen as somebody who people desire to work with because of who you are and because of how you show up in the world. Your business is only going to scale to your level of leadership. Okay. Number two, your systems. Okay. As you start to build this business and it starts to grow, your business and the capacity needs to expand. And the only way for you to do that as a human is to integrate systems that help you actually hold the capacity for more clients, right? Like if you have 20 clients by yourself, that's great. But what happens when you start to hire coaches who start to get outsourced to on the delivery when you have 100 clients? Do you have processes and systems in place? Do you have something that's actually helping you retain clients and also continue to acquire new clients? Where most coaches miss the mark is they kind of forget that, like, hey, you have to not only be signing new clients, but you also have to continue to retain the current clients that you're working with. And so that process in and itself, both of those different processes are a key element in you actually being able to scale. So you don't feel like every time you sign five clients, you have five drop off. But those clients are actually getting amazing results, and you're not just giving them results, but like you're actually giving them an experience, right? Like when people come into our container, the one thing I love about the Wealthy Women's Business Academy is like people come in, the women come in, and they're just like so over the moon, immediately indoctrinated into a community. They immediately are part of an experience where they're not just growing in their business, but they're growing in their identity, their leadership, their willingness to show up in the world, building the seven-figure movement. And half of them don't even know that it could get as big as it really does get for them. And so that's the experience that they get when they come in the container. So do you have systems that support your onboarding, systems that support, you know, when someone joins your program, like what are the next steps in place for both the client and for the team member and or yourself? Okay, so your business can only rise to the systems, especially because there are going to be days where you don't always feel 110%. And what I'm noticing for a lot of coaches is they're kind of failing to their systems. They're like feeling like they're in this rat race of signing some clients, then not, and they don't actually have a turnkey system that creates predictability in their revenue streams, their lead generation, and their client retention. And those three things are extremely important for your scale. Okay, the third thing, courage, boldness, bravery, like taking the big fucking action that you took like when you were in that momentum, right? And just kept going and going and going. Take the big, courageous action. What I see for a lot of people is the more responsibility you start to take on from going from 100K a year to 250 to 750 is there's a pretty big difference in how much responsibility you're holding. And it's a lot more responsibility. And it's awesome. It's fucking awesome. But at the same time, it's terrifying. It can be definitely really scary, right? So you have to be big and courageous. And when you're holding more responsibility, you have more to lose, period. Like you have more to lose, and that can be really hard for people to accept. So when you are continuing to scale, it's about taking big, courageous action, making these big moves that make people excited to jump on board with you. Okay. Fourth, alignment. Okay. Are you actually scaling a business model that you could see yourself scaling in 5 to 10 years from now? Period. That's my only question for you in that one. Okay. Like if the answer is no, and you're not completely obsessed and in love with your business. I'm not saying it's sunshine and rainbows 24/7. This shit is hard, but I'm talking like your actual business model. Are you aligned with the offers that you're selling? Are you aligned with the way that you're showing up? These things are a crucial aspect in you being able to actually feel an integrity on a day-to-day basis. And if you don't, this could be a really big part of why you might potentially be holding yourself back from your scale. Okay, so making sure that you're in alignment with the business model that you're creating. Okay, number five. This actually brings me to the business model that you're scaling. So the alignment piece of the business model is important. The actual system for the business model is extremely important. Do you actually have offers that create clear ascension? Meaning like, do you have ways for people to plug into your world, ways for them to be exposed to your body of work, and then ways for them to consistently sell themselves, consent-based sales, sell themselves into your one-on-one program? If you do not, I promise you integrating funnels with really clear offers that have very much like a ton of intention and ascension is going to be an awesome way for you to be able to just consistently generate more leads and also just consistently sign more soulmate clients, like work with people that you're excited about, but also again, have this business model that's stacking cash. Like over time, it should get easier for you. And what I mean by that is sales should start to compound because you're building the brand and the movement. But also at the same time, you're starting to bring in more people. Those people are soul aligned clients. So they're getting you more referrals. They're posting about your offers. You're creating a bigger and better community, right? All of these things are a big part of what actually catapult the growth inside of the company. Okay. Six is your support system. Okay. I know this might sound like the cliche, like go get a mentor, but let's be real. Like right now I'm working with two mentors, an energetics mentor and more of a systems and a strategy based, like operations based mentor. And the reason is because yo, this shit can get hard on some days, okay? And having that support system, whether it be therapy, whether it be the mentor, like having somebody to consistently talk to should be a non-negotiable on your scale. It's just like as a fitness coach, what you might preach, or as a coach, what you might preach is like, yes, they say that it's a luxury, but it's really a necessity. Like your mental health is so important, but why not just collapse the time to get the business to a place where you really want it to be as soon as you can? And hire somebody who's in your shoes. Like hire somebody who is in the position that you genuinely want to be in. If you see somebody making $1 million a year, why not hire somebody who wants to make $1 million a year, right? You might as well work with a person who would be, who's already done the thing before. They have the social proof, and more importantly, they have a client proof. Number seven, we're almost there. This is a short, sweet episode today. Number seven is the wealth gap. Have you actually created the reality in your brain, right? Like, are you actually rich in your mind? Because what a lot of people do is they think that they are capable of having those 60 to 100K months. But when I say, hey, how would it feel to make $60,000 a month? It's easy, it's fine, it's dandy, but it's like, hey, could you actually hold that level of wealth? And ask yourself that honestly right now. If I said to you, like, hey, you're going to make $60,000 next month, right? There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. And so you have to be rich in your mind. You have to feel that wealth and abundance in your mind before you can just create it and have it become your reality, right? This is where I see a lot of people sabotage. They actually just don't have the ability to hold more wealth. And I know it might sound crazy or taboo, and it's like, wait, what? Who doesn't want to make more money? Yeah, but also think about what comes with that. Are you putting it in the bank account? Are you putting it into investment accounts? How much are you paying your team, right? My guess is if you're making 60 to 100K months, you probably need to hire a few team members. It's less likely that you're probably going to be doing that all by yourself, right? So how can we, you know, bring in the right people, pay out the right people, but more importantly, how can we get you to hold that responsibility? And this is why I do so much work with my clients in regards to them being able to hold the energetic capacity for what it looks like to be wealthier, to actually hold the responsibility that comes with creating more wealth. Having the team members and having that inner authority and that leadership that comes with holding more wealth. Okay, that brings me to the last one here, number eight, your team, getting those A-level players in the door, those people who are just there to help support the how. They're there because they're bought into their vision, and their why aligns with the bigger why of the company. And these are the people that drive the revenue. These are the people that drive the operations of the business. They take things off your hands. They're more than excited to really support you and support the vision in growing. Your team is a crucial aspect of your actual scale. And more importantly, if you think about it, it can be really expensive to have churn on your team. Every time you lose a team member, it's pretty dang expensive. All the time you spent training them, all the time that you spent investing in them, all the money that you spent on them, and now you have to go back and do that process again. It's really heavy when that happens, right? So having a team and going through the proper process of hiring, like really having a process-driven hire, so crucial. This is going to be a massive aspect of what is going to determine your scale, and your scale at a level where you are able to tap back into your zone of genius and really focus on the work that you do best, which is, in my guess, marketing, content, sales, front-facing, client-facing, right? These are probably the things that you're really good at. It's probably the big reason that you became the entrepreneur and the coach in the first place. So how can you continue to dive back into those things that's going to support you in being able to drive the business forward and have the right people in place? Okay. Scaling to seven figures, you see a lot of people talk about, I made seven figures in my coaching business, and they made it over the course of like 4 years, right? As somebody who has made $1 million in their coaching business consecutively for the last 4 years in a row, I will tell you this. I guess it's the last 3 years in a row. This will be my fourth year in the realm. I will tell you this. It's not easy, but it's simple. When you dial these eight things in, it becomes more and more simple for you. You ride off the inertia of the success because you have the success. You know what it feels like. Now you're just able to leverage the things more. You're able to double down on the things more. You've seen what it takes. You've seen what it looks like. You're in the energy of it because you've already done it. So keep fucking going, okay? I hope to see you at $1 Million Moves. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you in the next one.